Okay, my name is John Weidman, and I am Vice President and General Manager of the National Systems Division in Scottsdale, Arizona, working for General Dynamics C4 Systems.
And we're talking about modernizing the satellite system ground segment. When you think about NASA, you usually think about the moon and space shuttle. You don't think about satellite systems and the ground and the tracking people and stuff like that. Tell me a bit about the, I want to get the name right, NASA's Tracking Data and Relay Satellite Constellation.
Yeah, actually, the satellite system, it's made up, it's called the Space Network, and it comprises of two segments, the space segment, which is the tracking and data relay satellite system, also called TDRS, and then there's the ground segment, which we just won this contract to sustain the ground segment, and that was called SGSS, and it's a great program for us.
So is it a follow-on contract? Is it replacing an incumbent, or are you doing new work?
It is going to be new work. The way that NASA has historically put this system together over the years is they would buy a couple of satellites from contractor A, and that contractor then built the ground segment to go along with the space segment. And so they've kind of built these up over the last 20 years, and so now they have a combination of ground segments that talk to all these satellites that they've built over the years, and they really need to upgrade and modernize this ground segment so that it can kind of get in to the digital age and be more flexible and easier to maintain, because what they have is very old technology there that the maintenance costs are just getting out of hand.
Tell me a bit about what this does. I mean, give me a layman term practical application. What does it do?
Well, so NASA has these tracking and data relay satellite system, and the satellites are up there. They're a geosynchronous orbit. So from the ground, they look like they're in a fixed position overhead. And so satellites, other satellites, like think of an Earth observation satellite that's flying in low Earth orbit, that it's not stationary. It's moving over the Earth. It needs to communicate back down to the ground so we can use its data. These user satellites go up through these tracking and data relay satellite system as a relay, and then comes back down to the ground, much like just a simple relay. And on the ground, we basically catch the data, and we process it, and we send it to the users so they can use that data. And then the other function that the ground stations utilize or carry out is basically send signals up to those satellites to do tracking and data command and control, so it controls the orbit of the satellite, so it always knows where it's at and what its function is carrying out.
So this whole system then really exists independently of space flight travel and the shuttle missions and that whole debate. This is something that NASA will continue with for the foreseeable future of downloading data that the satellites are getting.
That's absolutely true. This is imperative to keep this system operational, to get all the data back from satellites like the Hubble Space Telescope and all the satellites that NASA puts up there for scientific purposes. But it does also provide communications for the space shuttle when it's up there, and also the space station. So it's kind of a multi-purpose set of satellites that does all the communications as well as collecting the data and getting it back down to the ground.
Does the new and improved system then give you the flexibility, or give NASA the flexibility of having the more data storage, more data transmissibility, faster transmission, a wider area coverage, that kind of thing?
I don't think it really helps with respect to the coverage. I mean, that's all there, but what it really does help is, you know, these are an asset, and it needs to be program to talk to satellite A or satellite B as it comes over and does a pass over the Earth. And so what it does is allow a lot of flexibility with respect to scheduling, so it can get more efficient. It's more efficient in passing the data then on to the users, so they get data in a more timely manner. You can fan the data out, because it basically turns it into an internet protocol scheme that multiple users can basically subscribe to the data and get it real time. So it really is turning it into a very modern network architecture going forward to make it more flexible. Plus, the other added benefit of the new technology is they tend to be more open standards. So you're not stuck with some vendor's proprietary solution that's very expensive to maintain, and you're locked in with that vendor.
Uh-huh.
So you can buy, you know, leverage a lot of commercial technology and all of the network infrastructure that's been built up by commercial industry over the last 20 years.
We're speaking with John Weidman. He's Vice President and General Manager of the National Systems for General Dynamics C4 Systems. And so just give us some details of the contract. This is going to be for several years. And how does that all set up?
The total potential value of the contract is approximately $642 million if they exercise all the options. The period of performance, it starts June 21st, 2010. And then we'll go for a 7-year period through June 20th of 2017.
And is it operational in nature, or is it more software development and installation of new equipment? What kind of specific work will your staff be doing?
This is really software development and developing a new architecture and then installing it in the ground terminal at White Sands, New Mexico. So it's really development and installation, and then NASA has other contracts where they do the operational part of this constellation, and actually today General Dynamics is part of those operations contracts as well, and we've been there for well over 20 years, so we know a lot about the stuff that's there that we need to modernize. And one of the challenges we have as we go forward is, you know, it's like trying to change a wheel on a car when it's in motion. And not letting the car crash, so to speak. So the system is up and operational, and we need to modernize it and transition the architecture and not drop a bit of data.
That was actually my next question. If this was something where you'd actually have to shut something down and then boot it back up again, or if you're building the plane while you're flying the plane, it sounds like the latter, and that sounds impossible.
It's not impossible, but, you know, think of it as setting computer system A next to computer system B while it's up and operating, and you basically mirror the data coming down, so it's going through both systems, and so you run them in parallel for a while, get your confidence, and then you have a cutover, and it is done.
And I'm wondering about whether the new architecture and the new standards will enable the agency, NASA, that is, to share some of the download information more widely with scientists and researchers that may not be able to make use of it now.
That's certainly one of the cases, is a better user interface, not only with the people that do the scheduling for the utilization of the assets, but also it will allow the easier sharing of data in a more timely manner, because you're basically bringing the data down and plugging it into a network. So, you know, the way that we have all of our, you know, the internet, World Wide Web pages, you basically go to a page and you can get access to data. You know, as NASA desires to make that more available.
And this is going to last for a while. I mean, technology is constantly changing and being upgraded, but this is something that has years of life, I mean, decades of life ahead of it, right?
Yeah, I would say, you know, certainly, well, you can see our rollout contract is a 7-year period, but I would fully expect this to go certainly for 20 years into the future. And the fact that it's modern technology and can be upgraded more easily with open commercial standards, you know, should allow more flexibility to have a longer tail on this to be able to maintain it.